Warriors Sound coming to you from the Rakuten Performance Center at team headquarters here in Oakland as the Warriors with a practice on this Wednesday getting set for Thursday night's game at Oracle Arena against the Philadelphia 76ers. Fans looking forward to the first opportunity to see DeMarcus Cousins in uniform at home as a Warrior. And what a road trip it was. A five-game road trip with two wins in L.A. Then the Warriors beat the Wizards in Washington, the Celtics in Boston, and then wrapped things up in Indiana taking down the Pacers. And now the 76ers visit on a Thursday night and a busy day here at team headquarters. Several things to bring you, and we start with our conversation with Warriors broadcaster Tim Roy.
Great to be joined by Tim Roy as the Warriors get set for what will be a big night at Oracle Arena, back from the road trip, and then the 76ers, one of the best teams in the East, visiting. And gosh, you think about that big man matchup. That's the first thing that I'm so excited to see tomorrow night.
That matchup against Joel Embiid, who's so talented, and both guys can take you outside, can take you inside. And so, and both guys are also vocal. So I think it's going to be a real intriguing matchup. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a nice test for the Warriors coming off the road.
What has impressed you most during this win streak?
The way the Warriors have gotten back to playing unselfish basketball, moving the ball, the joy level is back. And it just seems that they're really in sync. At times this year, the injuries have kept them from looking like a fluid basketball team, I thought. And now it seems like the ball's moving. And, of course, not supposed to be this way, but when you play better on offense, you play better on defense. And so I think the combination of the two has gotten the Warriors back to a level that very few teams can attain.
When you think about what's to come here before the All-Star break, what are some of the things you would like to see as the team has really gained some momentum?
I continue to play the same way they're playing right now. That if they can continue that, and of course, every year is about health. If you can ride through the injuries and get to a level of performance that you can go into the playoffs happy with, then I think that's good. So I think just more of the same right now, and just continue to try to get a little bit better on the defensive end. That's, I think, the one area I think if there's room for improvement, it's got to be on the defensive end.
We also wanted to share with you a conversation we had with Mark Medina of the Bay Area News Group, who wrote a nice article about Dr. Rick Celebrini, who is the Warriors' Director of Sports Medicine and Performance. And this is some of our conversation with Mark as we talked about the impact that Dr. Celebrini is making here with the Warriors. Mark, you just had this article with Dr. Rick Celebrini, and he's been so instrumental in continuing the process that the Warriors have put in place for the best health and wellness for the team. What did you learn about Dr. Rick Celebrini in the efforts of doing this article and introducing him to Warriors fans?
Well, I think the fascinating thing when I've talked with the different Warriors All-Stars that had some pretty significant injuries this season, with Steph Curry and Draymond Green and DeMarcus Cousins, is that Rick Celebrini seems to really be able to toe the line of being the trainer and the doctor that protects those star athletes from themselves, because they're all competitors. They always say they're ready to play when sometimes their body says says otherwise. But he also has a very good way of not acting like he's the smartest guy in the room and deferring to those players in terms of what they think is important with their routines and their rehab. All in all, it sounds like it's a very collaborative effort, and that's not to say there hasn't been push-pull experiences. I know that Steph Curry had wanted to return against the Toronto Raptors after missing 10 games with his left groin injury, and Rick Celebrini told him, hey, he needs to wait another game. And Draymond Green had been vouching to come back earlier than he expected with the right toe injury in his right foot, and DeMarcus Cousins with his left Achilles tendon. But even though he has been someone that slowed down that return process, all those guys recognize that despite the frustration that they maybe had in the immediate moment, that they realized after the fact that it was for the better.
We're here at the Rakuten Performance Center, and we're with Mark Medina of the Bay Area News Group. He's the Warriors beat writer, and we're watching Klay Thompson warm up here as he gets set for will be a game Thursday night against the Philadelphia 76ers. They've just had practice, and he's doing his shooting routines. And when you think, Mark, of the players that have had great health, I mean, in some cases, Rick's working with guys that really have just had great health stories here.
Without a doubt. And that's the thing that's going to be very interesting, because I asked Steph Curry, what is his outlook on Rick Celebrini being able to do what he did with Steve Nash, which, you know, I talked with Steve Nash, and he said that he extended his career significantly, so much that Steve's told Steph that, you know, he estimates about 3 or 4 years. His was a different incident where he, through most of his career, had been dealing with an ailing back, and it was a matter of time from people around the NBA that they thought that his career would end up being short. Fortunately for the Warriors, these guys are all relatively healthy. They're in their prime. But I think when you talk to people on the Warriors, whether it's, you know, Coach Steve Kerr, the GM Bob Myers, you know, the majority owner Joe Lacob, they're of the mind that nothing lasts forever and they want to sustain this as long as possible. So when you're looking at these core players with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant, Draymond Green, DeMarcus Cousins, I would attach more on the four All-Stars than DeMarcus, because he's not expected to be back after this season. But they're of the mind that, hey, these guys are in their prime. They're not having debilitating injuries right now, but at some point, father time is going to be knocking on their door. So let's try to get out ahead of it. Let's have someone like Rick Celebrini, who has so much expertise in this, that can help them navigate the day-to-day and, you know, maybe buy them a couple years before, you know, father time ultimately comes knocking on the door and wins. So it's a very interesting connection there, because Steve Nash, you know, has been a Warriors consultant. Steve Kerr was the former Suns GM, so he knew Rick Celebrini already. So when Chelsea Lane left, you know, the Warriors training staff last summer to take a position with the Atlanta Hawks, that was the number one guy on Steve's list. But they weren't really sure if they were going to be able to get him, because he has a good thing going. He's been doing so much work with the Vancouver Whitecaps, FC of Major League Soccer, and doing things with the Vancouver Canucks, and then also, you know, having his own business and so many consulting roles in Vancouver, that it was in his position to turn it down. But this is where the Warriors championship equity comes into play. The personalities and their collaborative culture, it really kind of is down Rick Celebrini's alley, because he checks off all those boxes of having all those qualities that are very familiar with how the Warriors operate, of, you know, being very talented, accomplished people, but also knowing how to work together.
And we leave you with an opportunity we had to talk with some special guests visiting from China, a group from CCTV who covered the NBA. And this is some of our conversation with them, as we enjoyed having them here today as they were going to tour the Chase Center and also make this visit here to the Rakuten Performance Center.
Mei Nan Chung and Weiping Zhang joining us here from CCTV. And we're so excited to have you here. Thank you so much for joining us here on Warriors Sound. And you're here to see the Warriors, who have had great success the past several years, and the Chase Center. But Weiping, when you look at the Warriors and what they mean to fans in China, what is that exactly?
You know, the Warriors are very, very famous in China. They got Stephen, they got Klay, they got Kevin, and they got Green, Draymond Green, and mm-hmm. also right now they got Cousins, yes. DeMarcus. You know, it's five All-Stars. And other than that, they got coach, they got their very good bench, and everything. It's, you know, the most important is a team. You know, in China, we said teamwork is the most important things, and Warriors just represent that one. So that's why I think that's the main reason the Chinese people love Warriors.
You're visiting us from Guangzhou. A couple of years ago, Stephen Curry bringing his Under Armour tour to Guangzhou. Very exciting stuff. But when fans get to see the players there in person, what impact does that make?
I wish I was there, but actually I was studying in New Zealand for my college. So I think everyone loved him and they very enjoyed the time when Stephen in Guangzhou. And I hope he can visit Guangzhou again, then I will be there.
You've been part of the game for many, many years, Weiping, and when you look at what basketball is starting to represent and how the NBA is part of a larger global story, what have you seen that become?
You know, the basketball, even before people say that soccer is the most important sport in the world, but in my opinion, it's basketball, and mostly because of NBA, and especially because Warriors. So Warriors just passed very important lessons to the people. Like I said before, the teamwork, the sacrifice, help each other, back each other. And, you know, this kind of message through basketball to the people, let people learn lessons. So I think that's why basketball will be the, or already is, the most important in the world.
Thank you both so much for joining us here on Warrior Sound. Great to see you, and we'll see you soon at a game.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, Warriors 76ers coming up on Thursday night. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.